guys. Welcome back to The Great Debates. I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. I know I did. I spatchcocked my turkey. Perhaps the subject of a debate at another time. Today, another in our series of guest debates, we're welcoming Mike Schur to the studio. He's going to face off against Steve Healy. Up for debate, the following proposition. Hot fruit is disgusting. Hot fruit is disgusting.
All right, the topic is hot fruit is disgusting. I have already won the debate because hot fruit is disgusting. When people say that they like hot fruit, what they usually mean is they like pies. They like fruit pies, cherry pies, apple pies, etc. And they don't actually like those pies, I submit. What they like is the texture of the filling of the pie. They like the buttery, yummy crust, and they like the sugary goop that's inside. But they don't actually like the fruit per se. What they are saying when they say apple pie is delicious, usually, first of all, they've been very much influenced by a weird sort of jingoistic pro-America mom apple pie kind of a thing. So they're preconditioned to like apple pie. But they don't actually like fruit warmed up. Maybe they like it because it melts ice cream, and then they eat the ice cream, and they're like, wow, that's good. I'll eat that. But I promise you, they don't actually like the fruit. It's just sugar that's filling a buttery crust. And I would also add at this point in my opening statement that fruit is very clearly designed to be eaten at room temperature or cold. It grows in the ground or on bushes or trees, and you're supposed to pick it off and eat it. That's how human beings evolved. That's why fruit exists, is because it was eaten that way. We have artificially just mangled it and ruined it by putting it into an oven and heating it to 400 degrees, and it's disgusting.
I mean, I'm quite surprised to learn, Mike, that you're some kind of intelligent design guy. I mean, a couple other things we've artificially created are penicillin, airplanes, Advil, and alcohol. But, you know, the fruit is not designed by anyone. We can enjoy it any way we like. That's one of the great things about humanity, and we've added to it and put great spin on it by creating, yes, pies are wonderful. I mean, you can find cherry pie filling as just a flavor of ice cream at your fancier ice cream shops. But I won't even pick the ground of pie to fight you on, because I think enough people have sort of already tuned you out on apple pie alone. How about this, grilled peaches? You ever tried grilled peaches, Mike?
I have tried
grilled
peaches,
yeah. In your limited perspective, have you
never? Yeah, you know what? There's one thing I can think of off the top of my head better than grilled peaches. Peaches, regular non-grilled peaches, are way better than grilled peaches.
But what about those cool grill marks? You get a little smoky taste on them. Now you're putting ice cream on
them. Yes, the grill marks add delicious flavor to the peach.
Also, I feel like you're throwing out the idea that the hot fruit melts the ice cream. That can be part of the fun. If you take hot...
You know what else melts ice cream? Air. Room temperature air melts ice cream.
But melty ice cream is not the same as hot grilled peaches with some cold vanilla ice cream thrown right on there, right out of the freezer. The mix put together is delicious. You just don't like that.
No, I think that when people say, grilled peaches, what they're actually thinking of is a sweet taste of ice cream that is melting over the grilled peach.
Yeah, but plus the texture of the peach, the pop of the peach in your mouth, the heat, the grill is applied, the grill smoky taste.
So what you're saying is hot fruit is good in combination with another thing. You're not saying hot fruit
is not revolting
in and of itself. But it's not revolting. So you're resting your debate on it's not revolting.
I mean, what about an apple crumble? Do you like an apple crumble?
You like apple crumble, you like the crumble. That's what people like. That's my point. They don't. The apple in the apple crumble is a texture.
I don't have to prove that biting into a cold apple is better than biting into a hot apple.
But it is. You agree?
Well, I'm willing to concede that.
Okay,
most of apples
there
are
you
enjoyed
go.
That way.
That's my point.
But that doesn't mean that it's disgusting. I mean, people love this because it's fun and cool.
No,
it's, a great
it's
way
not
to enjoy
meant
fruit.
To be eaten that way.
Meant by who? What kind of weird world view do you have?
A worldview in which I see where apples grow. They grow on trees. You pick them and eat them, and they're amazing. You just conceded that a cold apple is better than a hot apple, and I think that any time you take that fruit and you artificially heat it for it, and you think that, that's the best way to eat fruit, that's nonsense.
What about hot blueberry pie?
This just gets gross. What about it? Is it better than blueberries?
Your argument is just
I'm going to give you two options right now. Would you rather eat a delicious handful of a big, juicy, ripe, awesome blueberries? Or would you rather mix them with sugar, unnecessary, by the way, lots of sugar in fruit, and stir in a bunch of goop and then bake it in a pie?
The great thing about this debate and about this life is I don't have to choose. I can like them both. I can like cold blueberries.
Which would you rather
and
eat?
Like hot
which would you rather eat?
It doesn't matter.
I'm asking you a question.
It's
a straight yes or no question. Which would you rather eat?
I don't
eat?
Have to be revolted by hot blueberries. I don't
the
have to be revolted
is,
by hot cinnamon
you
apples.
You would rather eat regular blueberries
slice
because
up an apple, put a little cinnamon on it, put it in the oven. You think that's disgusting.
Slice up an apple and put it in your mouth and chew it. It's amazing.
That's good too, but it's not the it's other isn't
better.
Disgusting.
It is. And by the way, if it weren't disgusting, you wouldn't have to add cinnamon and sugar to it. The fruit is not meant to be heated that way because heating it is gross.
It's really weird and interesting to me how you believe in a world where like fruits are meant to be enjoyed one way or another. Why can't we as humans add the power of fire to our food? I mean, animals are not meant to be eaten hot either.
You could also
a hot steak isn't meant to be eaten that way.
You
apparently.
Could also you
a
could
cow
also
isn't
take
walking around waiting for you to rip its steak off.
You
and
could
eat it
also
cold.
Take a bologna sandwich and pour milk over it and then
well,
heat
don't
it
do that.
Heat
that
it in a
disgusting.
Pizza oven. That's my point. Just because humans add something to something doesn't mean that makes it good.
But it doesn't mean it makes it bad either.
In this case, it does. And you have agreed with me at every turn that the regular fruit is superior to the hot fruit.
I can see that I enjoy most of probably 98%
of my fruit
cold.
As far as I'm concerned, this debate is over.
No,
I've won the debate.
That it's disgusting. Do you find oysters disgusting? I mean, they're a thing you enjoy every once in a while.
Separate debate, but yes, oysters are super disgusting. Oysters are gnarly. most of that kind of food I find personally disgusting.
When did this happen? When did you lose this part of joy that you could experience hot apple pie, pumpkin pie? Are you calling pumpkin a fruit?
No, I don't call pumpkin a fruit because you don't normally eat it in its normal form, in the form that my intelligent design creator made it.
Okay, what about key lime pie? No, it's a cold fruit pie.
Yes, it is.
You
know what
that?
Else it is? It's gross.
So
key lime pie is nasty.
So your problem isn't the heat. Your problem is pie.
My problem is, think about a key lime pie. Yeah. Imagine you're at a key lime pie right now.
Sure.
Are you imagining it?
I'm in the Florida Keys. I'm having a key lime
pie. Okay, I see
pie.
The color is draining out of your face. You look a little queasy.
Well, I don't like key lime
stop
pie.
Imagining it. Stop imagining it. It's too gross. It's too gross. Okay,
I think
forget
that. Heat that
don't
shit
imagine
up.
The key lime pie. But if you can picture in your head a key lime pie, what you're picturing, the taste you're picturing, is not lime.
Let me throw it's some a, at you, Mike.
It's
what
a
about
citrus taste mixed with a billion milligrams of sugar.
How
that's what
this?
You're actually imagining. You're essentially imagining eating hot Skittles.
Hot apple
or
cider.
Or cold Skittles in this
hot
case.
Hot apple cider.
Hot apple cider.
It's a fall day.
I don't particularly like hot apple cider either.
But do you find it disgusting?
No, you know what's better than hot apple cider? Apple juice. Just
that's
just,
crazy.
It's,
hot
no,
apple cider is delicious.
No,
on a fall, a crisp fall day in New England, you stop by a little roadside stand.
First of all, when is the last time?
Hot apple
all right, tell
cider?
Me this then. When you're from New England,
yeah.
When's the last time you had hot apple
it's
cider?
It's been a while.
Oh, how long?
Here I am in California.
The most delicious drink that
cider.
Steve Healy can imagine. He probably hasn't had it in 25 years.
I'm not drinking apple juice by the
when's
gallon
the last
either.
Time you had it? Have you been in New England in the fall a lot in the last 10 years?
Every time I'm back in New England. If I can get some hot apple cider,
oh,
I do.
If I can get some. Nice technicality. When's the last time you had hot apple cider in New England?
I bet
you're
I had
from
hot
Massachusetts.
I probably had hot apple cider last year.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. At the Union Square Farmers Market. Not in New England, my friend.
This
in
is,
New York
this
City.
This smacks of nonsense
I'm
to me.
I'm serious. I love that hot
this
apple cider.
This is gibberish.
But also, this doesn't really matter when I've
hot
had
apple cider.
You don't even think it's disgusting.
No, hot chocolate in a cold New England day, great.
You have
hot
kids.
Coffee.
You would keep your kids from anything disgusting, right?
Yes.
If your kids wanted to have hot apple cider, would you stop them, or would you be like, they'll probably really enjoy that?
I'm not going to boss them around and tell them what they can and can't drink.
Would it revolt you to see them drink hot apple cider?
I would have to turn
really
my back.
It?
I would have to turn away. I'm not going to lie to you. But
When's the last time you had a fruit pie?
Here's the other problem with this debate, which is not really, I'm not saying this is part of my argument necessarily, but there is a real fascism, and I've seen it on Twitter recently because I've recently come out and declared my disgust for hot fruit publicly.
I'm taking
a tremendous amount of heat for it.
Was the response more positive or negative?
Honestly, it was actually more 50-50 than I thought. It's probably 60-40, I'm a terrorist. Those are the emails and tweets that I'm getting.
Right, and what are they?
But it's just like, you're wrong, hot pie is amazing, pie is the best,
pie
is the best. It's usually pie. Well, that's the most common hot fruit delivery system we have.
Has anybody pointed out a hot fruit that you haven't tried yet?
No. But part of my point is there's a real fascism in this country because I think of the sort of old-timey, nonsensical baseball mom apple pie militia that you have to like it. That, like, if you don't like apple pie, you're not an American. That's right. The message. And that's, I'm not going to lie, that is part of my, I think, what I object to about the entire hot food system is that, like, oppressive, like, you have to, you're doing it wrong. You're not a real American. If it's July 4th and you don't eat apple pie, then go back to Canada, sir.
That's, I can see what's happening here, because I agree with you. I actually don't like apple pie that much, and I think you have.
By the way, I won this debate so long ago.
No. You've taken this a little too hard, and you're overreacting by saying it's disgusting, which is not true. Obviously, a lot of people like hot apple pie. It's not disgusting.
A lot of people like a lot of disgusting things.
Like what?
Do you really? You want to have this side conversation? A lot of people like a lot of
disgusting thing people like that you don't like.
Populism is not a good argument in favor of anything, as you
know. On the topic of disgust and what is disgusting, otherwise you're just saying I, Mike Schur, find it disgusting, which I can't argue with.
I believe I agree with you when you agree with me by saying that things like apple pie and et cetera are overrated. I'm going a step further. I actually believe that it's disgusting and that it's not the way that the intelligent design creator that I personally, Mike Schur, believe in, intended us to eat fruit. By the way, just for the record, I am not an intelligent design person. Don't start tweeting me.
As always with our debates, there's a disclaimer that the views expressed in the debate are not necessarily the views of the debater.
The views expressed in the debate are essentially gibberish by two idiots holding microphones.
But the designer that gave us apples also gave us fire. He gave us oven, and he gave us graham cracker crust.
The designer made some mistakes. That's what I'm saying.
Ah, you believe in a flawed design. You're a flawed designer.
I'm a flawed intelligent designer. I'm a semi-intelligent design guy.
I want you to go home and bake some apples.
Why?
Just give it a try.
You know what I'm going to do instead? I have a counter pitch. I go home and eat some apples, couldn't be happier.
Cold apple is not a good dessert. That's a disappointing dessert. A hot apple.
Who said it had to be dessert? I'm saying it's how one should eat it, and a cold apple is better than a hot apple. Hands down, and I know you agree with me. You've said you agree with me.
I do, but I don't think that it's disgusting. I don't think we should rule it
out. That's just because you haven't fully embraced the argument yet. And I believe that
I haven't embraced your
let's meet here one year.
Picadillo.
1 year from today, let's meet again. Here, we're on the top of the Empire State Building right now. That's where we're recording this. Mm-hmm. So 1 year from today, we'll meet back here at the top of the Empire State Building, and I'm going to ask you point blank whether you think that hot food is disgusting, and you're going to say yes.
Let me ask you something, Mike. Do you drink coffee?
I do.
Do you consider coffee bean to be a fruit? It grows on a tree.
No.
What?
No.
What do you think it is?
I don't consider it to be a fruit, and frankly, I don't care if it is a fruit, because you don't walk up to a coffee bean tree, pluck a coffee bean, and eat it like
a
snack.
Well, it's a process. Yeah, we go to work on it.
Well, okay, but that's the same reason I don't believe pumpkin is, for the sake of this kind of argument, is a fruit.
What about hot soups?
What about them?
Like, would you like a...
Don't get into. By the way, a lot of like people were like, tomato is a fruit. That's a lot of like
a lot of
tweets about that. What about tomato? Tomato is a fruit.
Asshole.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think between grilled peaches and baked apples and hot apple cider, you have to concede that it's hot fruit as a category can't be ruled out as disgusting. You cannot like pie. You cannot like apple pie. You cannot even like apple cider, as far as I'm concerned. But you can't rule out this whole category as being disgusting.
Look, I'm gonna make my own admission. You've admitted about 12 to 18. Times in this debate that you agree with me.
I'll agree with you
and say that when I say hot fruit is disgusting, that I am taking what I believe has been a proven argument, like a ipso facto argument, that cold fruit is better than hot fruit, is superior to hot fruit. I am taking a step further and saying that I personally find it disgusting, and I think that most people like it a lot less than they claim to like it. I'll concede that. So if you want to judge this debate on the actual words of the topic, hot fruit is disgusting, and you want to say I lost, I'm fine with that. But I believe that I've done good work here today, because I believe that I have gotten you to agree that in the vast majority of cases, I would argue all cases, cold fruit is superior to hot fruit.
Would you like to make a closing argument?
That is my closing argument.
All right, let me just wrap up then. Thanks so much, Mike. You've brought a spirited, passionate feel to this debate, and we've been very glad to have you. But I would just like to wrap up by saying that...
Tomato's a fruit.
By saying that apple cider is wonderful. I want you to go home and bake some apples. I want you to try grilling some peaches, because I want to open up your worldview a little bit. I think you're stuck in fighting the fascism that's been shoved down your throat, I guess, in boyhood. And I understand that. You know, if you don't like pie, people are always forcing you to have pie. I'm with you. I don't even really like fruit pie that much. But I think if you open up a little bit, you let in the hot fruits of the world in their form of cider, in their form of grilling, in their form of baked treats,
yeah,
I think you're going to find a new world of pleasure.
I I have to admit, I wasn't listening to what you were saying because I was eating a cold peach, and it was one of the best things I've ever eaten. So if you could just repeat what you just said, that'd be great.
You can go ahead and vote on our website or send a tweet to GreatDebate69 or an email, GreatDebate69@gmail.com. Let's thank Mike Schur for taking time out of his busy day to be here to debate Hot Fruit is Disgusting.